Jason Achou Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Bile, the 7:30 a.m. Sports News with Harrison Achou Tiku. First, the headlines. Six athletes to represent Cameroon in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, France, have been charged to defend the colors of the country with dignity and fighting spirit. The 14th edition of Zone 4 Karate Championship begins today in Yaoundé, with karatekas from seven countries to take part in the event. Spain and Argentina grabbed the first tickets to the final of Euro 2024 and Copa America yesterday. The news in full. Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month, Emmanuel Essime and mates have been exhorted to uphold the three values of Olympism and to exercise fighting and winning spirit so as to grab medals for the country. The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, was speaking in Yaoundé yesterday during a ceremony to bid farewell to the six athletes that will represent Cameroon during the Olympic Games. At the end of the ceremony, Ben Collins Nyeberwo Konat, the head of the delegation of Team Cameroon to the Paris Olympics, David Ojong, who represented athletes.
We are taking to Paris a team of six athletes, two in athletics, two in swimming, one in judo, and one in table tennis. And we believe that we had the opportunity of qualifying four of them directly for the games, that is in athletics, in judo, and in table tennis. And also, we had the opportunity of being invited in swimming with one female and one male. All of them are 17 and 18. They are quite young for the event, and we believe that it will give them an opportunity to be in contact with high-level competitions.
Athletics, SM Emmanuel and Linda Angu, they're already in Europe training.
Yes, immediately after the championships in Douala, they left to Europe in their various training camps. And I believe that they will be ready for the Olympic Games.
In table tennis, there is Sarah Hamfou Nana, who is also in France.
Yes, Sarah Hamfou, we are quite proud of her because she believed in herself and she did everything to qualify for the competition.
Three other athletes will leave from Cameroon with you this Wednesday.
Yes, Sopin Bela for judo, and I can say that the federation can be proud of her because we actually followed up her qualification and she went gradually to get qualified for the event.
The six athletes will represent Cameroon in four disciplines in the Paris Olympics that will run from the 26th of July to the 11th of August. The Cameroonian delegation, who are en route to Paris, have 10 days of acclimatization before the start of the games. Cadet, junior and senior karatekas from the Semak Zone, Burundi and Sao Tome and Principe will this Wednesday receive their accreditation to take part in the Zone 4 Karate Championship built for the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. The last delegations are expected to all arrive in Yaoundé today for the event. FOC Babatunde has the details.
Cadets, junior and senior karatekas from the Semak Zone, with the exception of Central African Republic, will take part in the Zone 4 Karate Competition. Before the battle begins, the delegations from the seven countries to take part in the championship will this Wednesday have an elective general assembly, afterwards training of some referees before the competition starts this weekend. Cameroon will be represented by 33 athletes in the competition that is also a qualifier for the African Karate Competition to take part in Tunisia. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Master Bertin Ndongmo, outlines their objective is to prove that Cameroon has the best karatekas in the region. The Zone 4 Karate Championship will run from the 10th to the 15th of July at the Mfandina Gymnasium.
In football, 30 players shortlisted for the UNIFA qualifiers ahead of the under-20 AFCON yesterday began camping in Yaoundé. The local players are training at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, as Ben Collins Nyeberwo reports.
Coach Ivan Kenmoy's 30-man pre-selected list of the under-20 men's football team of Cameroon consists mainly of players playing their trade in the country. The list is dominated by players from football academies and from clubs of regional leagues. I saw some of Limbe's goalgetter, Conrad Joel Ikos and Ivan No Nothing of Apeje Somfu are the only two players from the National Second Division League that have won the confidence of the team's coach. There are 10 from clubs of the top-tier league. Amongst them, two are from Victoria United of Limbe, Wilfred Nathan Douala, who was at the center of controversies during the last Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire, and Emmanuel Morgan. There are also two players each from AS Fortuna Omfou and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, Y Gazelle FA of Garoua, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo, PWD of Bamenda and Coton Sport of Garoua have one player each in the selection. The team's technical staff will take 10 days at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo to evaluate the players during this first phase of preparation ahead of the UNIFAC tournament that will also serve as qualifiers for the next Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations.
Ben Collins knew him very well. The Cricket Joint Domestic League and the Cup of Cameroon tournament enters day three today with the defending champions in the men's category, Academy Cricket Clubs of Douala, undefeated in four outings. They are leading Pool A. Meanwhile, Pathfinder Cricket Club of Yaoundé are leading Pool B. They have won two out of three matches, defeating Cheta of Bamenda and Baron of Yaoundé.
Cooker McLean, Pathfinder Cricket Club of Yaoundé. We've played so well. The collective effort has been there. We have played well so far, which guaranteed us our first two wins. And we are hopeful that tomorrow we get our other two wins for the last two matches.
Now take you out of the country. 16-year-old Lamine Yamal became the youngest player to score in a European Championship last night as he powered Spain to the final of Euro 2024 with a 2-1 win over France. Journalism student on internship Pewe Joe has the details.
Spain has picked the first qualification ticket to the final of the 2024 European Championship. This comes after their well-deserved 2-1 win over the Blues of France last night at the Munich Allianz Arena in Germany. France opened score at the 8th minute of play through a perfect cross from Kylian Mbappe that landed on Randal Kolo Muani, who did not hesitate but caused vibration on the net of the Spanish side, sending the French spectators into an unending frenzy. But this excitement did not last longer as expected, as Lamine Yamal leveled up for Spain at the 19th minute with a glorious curling to become the youngest goal scorer in Euro history. 4 minutes later, Dani Olmo put Spain on the lead with a second goal. The remaining ticket to the final will be picked today as Netherlands take on England in the second semi-final at 8 p.m. Confrontations between the Dutch and the English men have mostly favored the Dutch, but Gareth Southgate and his boys think this is a golden opportunity to right their wrongs of Euro 2021 and give England their first international trophy in 58 years. In Copa America, defending champions Argentina are through to the 2024 final after their 2-0 win against Canada last night in New Jersey. Goals from Julian Alvarez and Lionel Messi guided the RB Celeste to the summit in what will be a back-to-back finals. Argentina will face either Colombia or Uruguay on Sunday. As Uruguay face Colombia today, they will be hoping to clinch their 16th title, while Colombia enter the semi-final, having avoided a defeat in 27 consecutive games.
Journalism student on internship Pewe Joe bringing us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku. Back to you, Shatabila.
Merci, Harrison.